So the union of appearance and emptiness means, what does it mean? It means that all phenomena, the appearance and their emptiness, are one object, not two objects. Okay, so that's really the meaning. But now we have to look at this in various ways to understand it correctly. All phenomena, whatever is appearing to us, these are appearance. Their emptiness is emptiness. Okay, so but these are one object. We normally see them as two separate objects. We see an object, and then we see the emptiness of the object in our meditations, and these are two objects for us. This is wrong. For example, our body, which is appearance, and its emptiness, are one object, not two objects. When we see our body, in truth, we see only the emptiness of our body. Because the real nature of our body is its emptiness. Okay, so when we see our body, in truth we see only the emptiness of our body. Because the real nature of our body is its emptiness. However, we do not understand this because of our ignorance. We normally see our body as something that exists from its own side. This is mistaken appearance, from which all suffering and problems develop endlessly. Okay, so we have to think about this a long time before it begins to make sense. When we see our body, so it looks like there's two ways of seeing, isn't there? They're seeing incorrectly, and they're seeing correctly. Yeah? So the way we normally see is incorrect. Why is it incorrect? Because that view, believing in the existence of the body we normally see, leads to all our suffering. That's why it's incorrect. That's why it's wrong. When an object like our body appears to us, when we see it, in truth, the only thing that really exists is the emptiness of the body. It is the emptiness of the body that is actually there, we can say, or that is actually appearing. And how is it appearing? It is appearing as the body. The emptiness of the body appears as the body itself. Behind the mere name, body, there is no body. There's simply an appearance, yeah? Which is the same nature as one object, one nature with its emptiness. So when we begin to understand this, what we should try to do is, when we are seeing anything, hearing anything, touching anything, instead of believing that that object exists as it appears, that is out there from its own side, we should begin to think to ourselves, ah, this is the emptiness of this object appearing to me. Yeah. So in truth, all I'm seeing is emptiness. All I'm listening to is emptiness, but it's appearing to me as this object. If we begin to think like this, when we're starting to get a better understanding of the union of appearance and emptiness. Union means two names for one object. Union. Geshe-la says, we should know that there is no our body other than its emptiness. We know in the Heart Sutra, Buddha says, form is empty, emptiness is form. The body is emptiness, the emptiness of the body is the body, and so forth. We should apply this knowledge to all other phenomena. So like I just said, whenever we are perceiving any phenomenon, any object, in truth, all that is appearing to us is its emptiness. How is it appearing? It is appearing as that object. So the emptiness of the chair appears as a chair. The emptiness of my body appears as a body. The emptiness of the microphone appears as a microphone. The emptiness of the, you know, so any object you like, the emptiness of a person appears as that person. So, so these two are in union, they're together. To understand this subject of union correctly, we need to be very patient. Maybe you've already gathered that. So this is Geshe-la telling us, to understand this union correctly, we need to be very patient. When, through correctly understanding and continually training in the union of appearance and emptiness, we directly experience the union of appearance and emptiness, we will directly experience our environment, enjoyment, body and mind, as the enlightened environment, enjoyments, body and mind. And we will directly experience ourselves as an enlightened being, the union of Buddha, the union of Vajradhara, the union of Haruka, and so forth. So this is where this is leading to. Right now we are trying to understand the union of appearance and emptiness with respect to ordinary phenomena, ordinary objects, a chair, a table, our body, and so forth. But when we bring this understanding, when we start to get this, we bring this understanding into our tantric practice, and we generate ourselves as a deity like Haruka, and we understand that Haruka's body is not other than the emptiness of Haruka's body. We understand that Haruka's mind is none other than the emptiness of Haruka's mind. We understand these objects are one, okay, the union of Haruka. Then we understand definitive Haruka. We can say we understand what is Haruka. And once we understand this directly, in other words, we achieve a direct, non-conceptual understanding of this through profound meditation, then we become a deity ourselves. We become an enlightened being. We're now imputing ourselves and identifying ourselves correctly. We're identifying ourselves as this enlightened being that is imputed upon emptiness, the emptiness of all phenomena, appearing as Haruka in his mandala. This is where this is leading. Okay, the union of Haruka means like this. So the fact that Haruka does not exist from his own side, that is his the emptiness of Haruka. The fact that Haruka appears to us, this is his appearance. And these two are one object. The emptiness of Haruka and his mandala, and Haruka and his mandala, the appearance, are one object together. Not two objects, one object. This is like the blue of the sky and the sky itself. Okay? The blue of the sky and the sky itself. If you think about that, the blue of the sky, the blue is the appearance, and the sky itself is like emptiness. Okay? So from the sky appears blue. What is the nature of that blue? It is not other than the sky itself. It's just the sky. The blue of the sky is the sky itself. There is no blue of the sky other than the sky itself. The sky itself appears as blue. So think about it, just briefly think, what is the blue? If you were to, on a beautiful clear day, a blue day, blue sky day, if you were to take a rocket and go up and up and up and up, searching for the blue, what happens? You know, we all know. Eventually, the blue disappears.